my teaching one day when I was teaching some of the things that I'm teaching now and some of these things here. And Ken Miller is a very conservative and very careful, very, very whatever person. When I was talking about self-protection and how self-protection really doesn't get us what we want. In fact, self-protection opens a highway of evil coming into our lives. It is when we're in dependence on Him that's now His responsibility to protect us. When we say, deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. And we pray those things. That's one of the things. But when I go into my own fear, I'm going to protect myself in my own little world. That fear is like a highway for Satan to come right into our churches, right into our lives, when we live in this self-protective fear. And he said, Kenny, I just don't know. I want to protect my family. Man, I understand. I want to protect my family too. But I happened to be standing in front of the White House one day with Laban Kaufman, my bishop, and the phone rings, and it was Ken Miller. And he said, Kenny, I've been thinking about what you said, and I've received what you've said. We get lots of requests for interviews and stuff, and we just ignore them. But I got this one, and I looked at who he is, and I just thought, what would Jesus do in light of what you've been teaching me? And I said, I think Jesus would probably invite this man in. So we've invited him to come over tomorrow to our church, and he's coming over for Sunday lunch, for good Amish cooking. But I've got butterflies. I need you to pray for me. Who this person was the leading, he was the Washington correspondent for the leading gay rights magazine. And he was coming to their house the next day. I just need you to pray for me. Here I am standing in front of the White House. I pray for him. I go down into the subway, and I go 1 mile to DuPont Square, and I come up, and where am I at? I am in the middle of a gay march, a gay rights parade. I didn't know they were there. How do you know they were gays? They all were wearing their beads. And so we walked about 10 blocks to our El Salvadoran restaurant, where 25 of us were going to have dinner, reserve seats, and the seats were all full of gays and lesbians. We stood on the street, totally feeling stood up. Totally feeling stood up. We were cheated. And as we stood on that street, we thought about how unfair this was, that they filled our seats with these other people. And one guy comes up to me and just a hiss almost says, there's nothing more disgusting than homosexuality. And then I said, unless it might be self-righteousness. And we stood there, repenting. On the streets of our self-righteousness. And the power of love came out in that place. That is what us people believe in. We believe that taking, not defending ourselves with the sword, not defending ourselves with our own rights, is we've somehow reduced it to believing that it's wrong to fight. I'm here to tell you it is the power of the resurrection for us to live into being mistreated. If you want to go back as a lawyer and look at Ken Miller's case, it is clearly 100% unfair in every way. And yet he's in prison. Recently, he was in court again. And he pled the fifth and it was not okay for him to plead the fifth. So he'll probably have more time tacked on to his sentence. I'm telling you, he is the most guileless person I know. They will not ever get one homophobic statement out of him. He is in this for the kingdom of God. I'm telling you that what is happening in my country, from the dark world, has a serious problem in Ken Miller. Because that secret that he has in his heart, that resurrection that he's living into, is more powerful than any legislation that anybody can make. You see, in the Old Testament, we were supposed to kill and burn. What Jesus did when he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand is this, there is a redemption story that we're now living into. We're not there to kill and burn, but we're there to live into redemption. Where does that redemption start? It starts right inside of me. That's why the scripture says, if my people, which are called by name, my name, will pray and humble themselves and seek my face, I will hear from heaven, I will heal their land. Turn with me to Luke chapter 4.